We are in Masechet Sanhedrin, learning together. We are on Daf Tet Zayin Amud Bet, halfway down the page, just before the wide lines, three lines up, the two dots. The Ein Osin Sanhedrin, the Chulei. The Enos in Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin shouldn't do what? We have no clue. Unless we look back at the Mishnah on Daf Bet to see what we're talking about. This is an extract from the Mishnah that is now the subject of the next piece of Gemara. So, look back on Bet Amud Aleph. Ein Osin Sanhedriot Lishvatim. Ein Osin Sanhedriot Lishvatim. It's about 15 lines up from the bottom towards the end of the line.
The 23.
Ein Osin Sanhedriot Lishvatim. So, simple translation is that the Sanhedrin does not make, or we don't make Sanhedriot for the Shvatim, Ela al pi Beit Din Shel 71, except with the consent of the Beit Din of 71, meaning the large Sanhedrin. So what's the Sanhedrin for the tribes? So the Sanhedrin for the tribes are these smaller Sanhedriot of 23. And here we call them for the tribes. In fact, we learned in the Gemara that any town can have a Sanhedrin. There's a machloket as to how many you need in the town to have a minimum number of people to have a Sanhedrin. We learned it before. What did we say? Said the minimum was 110 people, maybe something like that.
There's different opinions. We learned last week or something you're talking about?
No, we learned it earlier than that.
Oh,
well, what did you learn last week?
No, we learned what's called in here, maybe that?
No. So it was similar. It's similar, but not for this purpose. That was for what's called a city for a different reason. In this case, it wasn't for making a minimum number.
They were talking about what gets destroyed, right?
Yeah, the Iron of Dafat. That's when, how big it needs to be an Iron of Dafat, to destroy it, to add a worship to it. Separately, the Gemara looks at the question of how many people there need to be in the town in order for there to be, towards the beginning of the Masechet, for there to be a Sanhedrin of 23. So, but the Gemara is here, just a short piece of Gemara on that topic. So if we go back to Tet Zayin Amud Bet, two lines from the wide lines. Manalan, where do we know it from? Question that litters our Gemara. Where do we know? What's my source? Kedashach Kedashkachan Moshe. Like that which we find with Moshe. How so? The okay Sanhedriot. Because he appointed the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrins. He made them. We're going to see the Rashi in a second that explains a little bit more. Moshe bimkom shivim v'chad kai, and Moshe stands in the place of 71. So let's look at that Rashi. If I can find it. Where are we? The okay Sanhedriot. It's about 15 lines up from the bottom of Rashi, the okay Sanhedrin, that he established the Sanhedrin. Ba'atzat Yitro, on the advice of Yitro. Moshe haya shofet. Moshe was shofet v'dayan. He was the judge and a different type of judge. Al pi hadibor, according to the word, meaning the word of Hashem, I think. Uveshakul kasanhedre gadola shebushalayim. And he is equal, he was equal, he is equal to the Sanhedrin Hagadol in Jerusalem. So Rashi explains here the learning that just like we saw that Moshe appointed the Sanhedrot, right? He appointed the leaders over the tens and the fifties and the hundreds. He created the court system on the advice of Yitro. And Moshe himself, because he was the Shofet and Dayan of the generation, equals the highest court, the 71. Appears to be the learning that Rashi is explaining. Okay. Next, Tanu Rabbanan was taught in a brighter. Minayin Shema Amidim Shoftim L'Israel. Where do I know that we should appoint judges in Israel, over Israel, over Am Israel? Where do I know that we appoint them? I think this is brought in now because we've just learned that Moshe appointed in the desert. And you might have thought that was the source for Am Yisrael also appointing judges, just like he did there, the Chen Ta'asu almost, but we don't have the Chen Ta'asu here. We just have that's what Moshe did. So how do I know that Am Yisrael should also do the same? So I have a different pasuk. So now we're going to have a different pasuk. Shoftim v'shotrin, right? From Parashat Shoftim, the beginning of that parasha. Shoftim v'shotrin. I'm going to just scribble that up on the board because the next sugya deals with that entire first pasuk of Shoftim and Shoftim. So let's just put that up so it's in front of us. Those who have it in their Torah or it's pasuk number Hey.
Shoftim, Shoftim.
So that's our pasuk, right? Which translates, roughly speaking, as Shoftim and Shotrim, judges and policemen. Titen lacha b'chol sha'arecha, you shall put in all of your gates. Asher Hashem elokecha naten lacha, which Hashem gives to you. L'shoftecha, for your tribes. V'shavtu et ha'am, and they shall judge the people. Mishpat tzedek, a true judgment, just judgment. So that's our passage that we're going to deal with in this subject. Tanu Rabbanan, it was taught in a brighter. Minayin Shema Amidin Shoftim L'Israel. Where do I know that we appoint, from where do I know that we appoint judges for Israel, from Israel? Talmud Lamar, Right, we learn in the Torah. Shoftim titen. Right, shoftim read dot 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 titen. Shoftim the shoftim titen. So here we're learning how do I know we should appoint judges from shoftim. Shoftim is judges. Shoftim titen. Shoftim you should put. Okay, clear shat of the meaning of the passage. Shoftim you should put Bam Yisrael. That's how I know you should put shoftim, judges. Shotrim le Yisrael minayin. What about policemen for Yisrael? Where do I learn that from? Talmud lama shotrim titen. Same pasuk, a bit later on. Shotrim titen should also give policemen officers. Shoftim le kol shevet meshevet minayin. How do I know that we need shoftim, judges for each and every shevet? Maybe just a single body of judges over everyone. Why do I need? How do I know that I need to split them up to each shevet and shevet? I should have their own judges. Talmud lomar, the pasuk says, shoftim leshiftecha. Right, a bit later on, we have the word leshiftecha. Okay, for your tribes. So here we see judges and policemen you should place for in your gates, dot 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 dot, for your tribes. Alright, so that means each and every tribe gets their own specific judges. Shoftim, hold on, no, I missed one. Shotrim, lekol shevet v'shevet. Same question too on policemen. How do I know policemen too? Minayin talmud lomar, shotrim, dot 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 dot, v'shoftecha. Right, also shoftim. Very nice. Shoftim lekol ir v'ir. So that was tribes. What about each city and city? Each and every city, because tribes have a whole section of the country with many cities. So how do I know that each individual city also needs its own specific set of judges and policemen? Talmud lomar, shoftim lesha'arecha. Shoftim, the kol sha'arecha, in all your gates. Where do you have a gate? The city. All your gates. The gates are the gates of the city. Not the gates to your garden, the gates to the city. Shotrim, the kol ear to ear. Same question on shotrim. Policeman, how do I know also? Talmud lomar, shotrim, dot dot dot, le sha'arecha. Shotrim also. Le sha'arecha. Shotrim, le shoftim. The whole Shereh. Oh, in Melech, Olam Shekol, Nieh Bidro. Tov. So far, so good. Rav Yehuda Omer. Echad Memuneh Al Kulan. One is appointed on them all. What's the one?
Someone's in charge of everything, all these people.
Who?
Who is it? This one?
What's the one? What is the one? Hashem. Psh, nice. Okay. It's not the pshat I had, but what is it? One and one is appointed over all of these.
Lecha, I guess. This is Lecha, right?
Uh-huh.
For the king.
Who is this one? What is the one he's talking about? One is appointed. We just said that we should make Shoftim and Shotrim, each and every city, each and every town,
so
each and every right.
The
and then it says one above them all.
It's the Sanhedrin, 71.
The Sanhedrin 71. Yes, that's where it's. Sanhedrin is 71. One, meaning one body, one court, is appointed over all of them. Shene'emar, like it says, Titen Lacha. Excuse me. Titen Lacha. How does that answer, right? That is a proof. Question is, or the suggestion is, one is appointed over all. Answer, and I can show it to you by the words titen lecha. How does that answer the question? How does that answer the proof, the statement he's trying to make?
I don't know. that's what who's talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's me who's left side, Moshe Rabbeinu. So then the 71 is Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yafe. 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 So here, you should appoint, right? Avi Yoel said over here. Who's the you should appoint? So it's Moshe. Moshe should appoint. Lacha, for yourself. So the lacha indicates that you're above them, meaning they are for you. They're acting for you. You're the head. You're above them. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, L'shoftecha v'shaftu. Mitzvah v'shevet ladonet et shivto. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel finishes this little piece with an extra piece of learning. It says like this: L'shoftecha v'shavtu. From the word l'shoftecha v'shavtu, that you should give them all, to each and all of your tribes, v'shavtu, and they shall judge the people. But from the fact that the words come together in the passage v'shavtecha and v'shavtu, Rashbag, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, learns mitzvah b'shevet ladon et shivto. It's a mitzvah for a shevet, a tribe, to judge its own tribe. V'shavtecha v'shavtu.
In the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was no Sanhedrin.
He, which one? There was no large one. No, there was 71. There was seven. We had the original, and when we learned way back, how do we know that the big Sanhedrin was 71? Because it says that Moshe appointed 70, and he was the one, so 71. So that was the Sanhedrin. So that's a good question. So how can we say that he's equal to the Sanhedrin? He appoints the first Sanhedrin, which was 70 plus 10, but he's equal to it all. So, different learning for why he's equal to it all. Huh? Yeah. So.
Now the story in the Shimon Bar Yochai, when they say the Torah with the God,
yeah.
He said no.
Yeah.
So it was in Yafin, it was in the Sanhedrin. Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's always.
Okay, so.
In the end, the Tzaddik ruled the world, not to the Sanhedrin.
He's equal. Moshe is equal to the Sanhedrin, that's what we said. For the sake of it doesn't mean that the Sanhedrin is equal to the Tzaddik. It just means in this case that Moshe is equal to all the Sanhedrin. It doesn't mean that they're equal to him on everything else. It can still be above them in many other aspects. The Sanhedrin didn't have prophecy, didn't speak to Hashem. So there's lots of things that are different between the Sanhedrin and Moshe. But in terms of the making law, Sanhedrin 71 made law for Am Yisrael. So in that, for that purpose, they were equal to Moshe. Represented by. Okay, so what? So how do we have that learning? How did Rashbag learn from there? From the fact that those two words come together in the Pasuk, he learns that the tribe judges itself. Any offers for explaining that?
They don't have to come together. The fact that the two words exist in the sentence.
Yeah.
I don't think it has to come together. That they're coming one after another has anything to do with it. The Mishpatech could come anywhere in the sentence and it would mean the same thing.
Okay. So now that it does come together.
There's like a big period after the Mishpatech. It's the middle of the sentence.
Uh huh.
And then Mishavtuwa ta'am Mishpatzedek. It goes back referring to the judges and policemen who are who you have in the gates of each tribe, each city, each. And Tukey's trying to say that because they come together, but because they're in the same sentence, that's how we.
Then how long what?
That the
tribe judge
themselves. Tribe to judge themselves. As the judges that you have in each gate of all the tribes,
yeah,
they should judge the people.
Oh,
they should judge the people of the tribes. But I don't think he's trying to learn that because it's a juxtaposition.
Okay. So Rabbi Artscroll says juxtaposition.
Juxtaposition.
Says because of the juxtaposition. But he doesn't then explain the
what?
Juxtaposition. The fact that they are this in Hebrew samuch, it's easier. They're next to each other.
I don't understand.
Often it doesn't help to know the English.
Yeah.
You didn't miss anything.
It was the case, I don't know the Nazi, he judged a person, there was two witnesses, but one of them judged him for death.
Yeah.
How he can, and he's the judge. How he used the power.
No, so he was the Dayan on the Sanhedrin. Wasn't only him, but he was, even on a Sanhedrin, Glineda, you have the guy in charge.
Later, he said, I have not listened to the Dayan, so I will not judge next time when the Dayan is there.
No, so he was saying, in Makot, he was saying, Shimon ben Shetach and Yehuda ben Tavai. He was saying, Vineda.
Is he saying, not so much knowledge about laws? So next time I listen to the
Shabbat. Okay. Well, we'll be able to vent out by it. If Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach, one was Av Beit Din and one was Nasi.
One was
Av Beit Din. So which is which? So which was which? So Yehuda ben Tabai was Av Beit Din?
No.
Shimon ben Shetach?
He was the Nazi. Then later they changed.
Later they changed. And he became the Av.
So it was over the Sanhedrin.
So as the Sanhedrin, he made that rule. He didn't make that rule as a Dayan then. He didn't make it as a judge. That's what he's saying in Makot.
He made the judge.
Who? Hmm? If Yehuda ben Tabai was Nasi of the Sanhedrin.
Because he was not there. So he was over the Sanhedrin, right? The Nasi.
The Nasi, Nachon. Yeah, the Nachon. So they decided. Right.
So he was not right. In the end, he made a Shuvah because he's in. I see the stories for them.
Okay. No, okay. Tov.
In the Rashi, after the word shoftim,
yeah,
it has this word, and I think it's Goliarim, Goliarim.
Oh, Goliarim. Goliarim. Goliarim, Goliarim. I think he's explaining what shoftim are, meaning policemen. Probably means policemen. Shoftim b'malkot, they hit with a stick. Al pi hashoftim l'chom mi she'ino shomer. Yeah, according to the word of the judges, anyone who doesn't listen to them. Right? What a shot trim, Rashi explains. Rashi explains that they're basically court enforcers. They're not policemen that we know today. They're people, well, maybe. They are people who go around doing the court's bidding. Court says this guy needs needs to be hit, then it gets hit. Maybe it's not so dissimilar. Tov. Let's see the Rashi here. Mitzvah b'shevet ladon et shivto. V'lo yachlu lo yelchu b'nei shevet ze lebeitin shel shevet echer. Tov, Rashi just adds that we have here, it's a mitzvah for the tribe to judge itself. What does it mean, mitzvah? Mitzvah, when the word mitzvah is used in Gemara, it can mean lots of different things. It can mean mitzvah, you're obligated to do it. Or it can mean mitzvah, it's just a good thing, it's a nice thing. Tov, it's a mitzvah to do it that way. It doesn't mean you're obligated. So here in the case of the tribe, do we learn out from here that it's a good thing to judge yourself, or you're not allowed to go to another court? You turn up in another court, they check your two tzatzlachot, and they say, you're from the tribe of Shimon. Can't judge you. Can't judge you here. You have to go to your own court. So Rashi is saying here, v'lo yelchu, and you shall not go to another Beit Din. Meaning, it's an obligatory mitzvah. I don't know if he would class it as a 613 commandments, but he's saying that the meaning here, rabbinically, I assume it's a rabbinic drosha from the pasuk, that he's learning out not to do it. We don't do it.
Then what do you do with a court case where you have multiple members of different tribes?
Yeah, so presumably each one is only judged themselves in their individual, in their own tribe, in their own court. If it's a national matter, we'll go to the Lower Sanhedrin, 71, which is in Jerusalem, which is kind of the high court, the higher court.
Yes. Concept that the tribes will be separated again?
Different opinions whether the tribes are going to come back, whether it's just going to be Yehuda, like we have now, mostly Yehuda, a bit of Benjamin, right? Or what is going to happen. Wait to see. But if the tribes come back, then it could be that we all go back to our ancestral land.
City according to they each had their own path, that we all believe that there's a certain
gate,
telephone each, for each tribe.
Each had their own gate to get to. Right. So,
but there's also the 13th gate.
13th, right. Roughly the Lord, but for everyone else who doesn't know where they're going. So, we'll have to see exactly how that's going to pan out.
But we already have maps of where the tribes should be.
Where the tribes were.
Were.
Where they were. Yeah, they're not so clear. Because there's no. You walk down the road, you can't see where.
No, I mean like.
Right, they're roughly over here and roughly
general
over here.
Areas.
Right, generally speaking, right. We'll need the Sanhedrin to redefine the borders if we need to. If that's what. The plan is. Tov. That's that. Next feast. Ein osin irnidachat. We don't make an irnidachat. We don't make an irnidachat. What don't we make it? So there's a few things we don't make about an irnidachat. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Bet Hamad Aleph. Enosin in Edachat, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines up from the bottom, middle of the line. I think, 11 lines up, and towards the end of the line. There's two sentences there which have Enosin in Edachat. So there's one above it and one below it. Okay, so the first one reads like this. Enosin in Edachat. We don't make an inidachat, right, which is the English is not going to help you, Yoel. Subverted town.
Subverted.
A subverted town. Now it's clear, right?
Yeah.
Subverted town.
It's a town that went to idol worshipping.
Right, but how you learn that from the word subverted? So, anyway, it's a subverted town.
So
Well, you know, suburb town could be like Tel Aviv, LA.
I don't know what subverted is. What's subverted? If you look in Webster's dictionary for the word subverted, what's it going to tell you?
Oh, that's simple.
Turned down.
Washington, D.C.
Went upside down.
Subvert.
Upside down. Meshuggah.
It's to turn upside down. Subvert.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, when you subvert.
Turned under.
Yeah.
Right.
So, underworld. Under, right.
Oh, that's the Japanese mafia.
The mafia
here, but the mafia here doesn't have to deal with Japanese nuclear disasters.
Tov, ein osin ein edachat. We don't make an ein edachat. We don't make one. Right, what does that mean, we don't make one?
A town isn't designated.
We don't designate one. Ela al pi beitin shel shemecha. Apart from with the big Sanhedrin. Can't just go around calling Tel Aviv an Ein Edachat, Rabbi Yaakov.
But that means that you can't go to Tel Aviv, behead everyone, and burn it down to the ground.
No.
That's what I just said. You can't do that.
You're not allowed to do that. You personally. You get another...
Well,
another,
I wouldn't want
another,
to do that anyway.
Another 70, and they appoint you as one of their... Then maybe you can talk about it. But until then...
They'll do tshuva.
The people in Tel Aviv are so... You're... Thank God. Right, so what we also saw that Chazal tell us that we don't have a record of any town ever being made in Ein Edachat. Baruch Hashem. All holy Jews. Right? So we need the Beit Din, essentially one. And let's just continue a little bit more. Ein Osin Ein Edachat, and we don't make an Ein Edachat. The Sfar? What Sfar means? Sfar is the borders. We don't make him in the borders. Right? The Gemara is going to look at these things in a minute. Velosh shalosh, and not three. Aval osin achad o shtai. But you can make one or two. Okay, so the Gemara is going to discuss all of those points now. What do they actually mean? Okay. Back to our that. In osin in edachat. We don't make an in edachat. Except with the permission of the Sanhedrin. Manahani Milei. Where do we know this from? Amar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef said, Amar Rabbi Yoshia, in the name of Rabbi Yoshia. The Makra, that the Pasuk says, V'hot seita et ha'ish ha'hu, or et ha'isha ha'hi. And you shall take out that man, or that woman. Right? The rest of that pasuk reads, find the pasuk tet, if those who've got the pasuk down the bottom. But seita et ha'ishahu or et ha'isha ahi, asher asu et ha'davar hara, that did that evil thing, hazeh, el sha'arecha, to your gates, et ha'ish or et ha'isha, the man or the woman, usal tam sakalav. Usa kaltam, and you shall stone them, ba'avanim, with stones, b'meitu, and they will die. Very nice. So what's the pasuk telling us about? Why? When do we do that? Is they're guilty of idol worship. This pasuk is talking about idol worship. So it's talking about if you have a man or a woman guilty of idol worship, you take them out to the gate, then you stone them, get off, you fire the court.
Now, do we do that to Christian missionaries?
Don't know. It doesn't say it in my Gemara. Okay. What does the Gemara want to learn from that? Gemara learns like this. Ish v'isha atam motzi l'sharecha. A man and a woman atam motzi l'sharecha, you take out to your gate, meaning to the court. A man or a woman, you take it out to the gate. The gate is where the court sat. V'atam motzi kola ir kula l'sharecha. But you don't take out the entire city to the gate. The fact that the Torah specified, like we said yesterday, A, means that what it doesn't specify can't be the same. If I tell you the man and the woman go to the court of the gate, go out to the gate, then it means someone that's not included in that category doesn't go there. Right, so the man and the woman, they go to the gate. Therefore, the entire city, they don't go to the gate. only the man and the woman, the individual, who is guilty of idol worship. But there's another possibility for being guilty of idol worship. That's the entire town. Because the Torah gave us two different options here. Individuals can be guilty of idol worship, or separately, you've got the whole town in Adapa can also be guilty. It's a separate case of the Torah. So along comes the Torah to say, in the case of the single individual, a man and a woman, you should take them out to the gate. So what do I do? It means, therefore, that's not where I take the entire town. Because it doesn't say, otherwise it would have said, the man, the woman, or the town, take them to the gate. Because it didn't, I learn out from what's missing. Right? Learning out from what's missing in as a Torah method of learning is often as important as learning out from what's there. What the Torah didn't say, what you would have expected it to say. Because it doesn't say what you expect it to say, so that tells you something. I can learn out from there from what's missing. Right? Right, when you say to your wife, I love you, there's something missing there. You learn out there's a problem here. Right? From what's missing, from what's not said. Right? We learn out, that's how we learn, right? All these methods at all, a person can put into practice themselves. Makes you a lot sharper. By what's missing. Yes?
Woman and men judged by 23.
By 23. Right? All capital crimes have to be judged by 23.
This is why
That's why they go out to the gate. And the gate is where the Sanhedrin of 23 would meet. At the gates of the city. Right? Like we said here, Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecham b'chol sharecha, in all your gates. That was the, if you see if you go on your Tiolim through this holy country, and you go to some of these old towns like Beit Shan and I don't know where else. But the gates of the city weren't just the gate, there's a big gatehouse roof. Right? It was a place where they gathered. We know that, for example, even in Tanakh, we see Boaz, they went to the elders at the gate. Right? That's where they sat. If you have a problem, they also check people coming in, etc., to make sure that there's no undesirables subverting the underworld. Good morning. Okay. So what do you do with the whole city? A Sanhedrin of 71. That's 71, the big Sanhedrin.
Right. They come to the city.
They come to you or you come to them? I don't know, it never happened, so we don't know. But
all the city come to the
Sanhedrin. In truth, the whole city should come to the Sanhedrin.
So
it's actually, so what happens in practice, it's only those who are guilty of idolatry, which is presumably most of them, if it's an Idachat, right? But so all of those, I assume the Shoftim send the Shotrim to round them up and bring them, in theory, because it never happened, and bring them to Jerusalem to be judged by before the court, before the Sanhedrin. And then if they're found guilty, they behead them all, which is also different, right? Normally the individual gets stoned for idolatry, but those in the Irin of Dachat, they get beheaded.
Benjamin, this was idolatry?
No,
that was something different.
That was immorality.
That was just a fight between the tribes because they weren't listening to him. They didn't give the men over to be judged.
But if it was women,
sorry.
No, the problem is there was.
Who picked the husband if it was the woman?
There was a murder.
No, he's talking about something different.
No, I'm saying what if the woman was the idol.
If a woman was idol worship, so we stone her. We say a man or a woman that's guilty, we take her out to the gate. Why not?
Well, there's going to be a bunch of children. We're going to touch a bunch of women, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Probably, I don't know.
What, they have female judges? Female shoktrim?
No, that's a do something,
no? No, I mean, Tom, you're right. There's
you also had two men to allow back then.
But what can you do?
What you do is you throw them out of the four-story window.
No, you have to pick them up first. You have to pick them up first. Right, but you have that problem anyway. Right, you can't say, you can't have a policeman, right, who needs to go and arrest someone who's an Amma'aretz, and it's 5 minutes before lunch, and I've got my piece of truma, I'm a Kohen, right? And I go to West. Well, so I have to. I'm just going to have to go to the mikvah afterwards, and I'm not going to be able to eat this afternoon. And right, it's a big mess. We don't have any. We have no clue how they dealt with all of those issues. Doesn't matter even if it's not a coin, right? He could still. He could still be holding himself. People held themselves to different levels of.
For random subject, what about the women? Talk about Tikkun Abrit.
Yeah.
Tikkun Abrit is officially the fixing of the circumcision.
Depends what you mean by Brit. Tikkun Abrit. Brit means a covenant, the Brit Kodesh between us and Hashem. Fixing of the covenant. Yeah, it can mean a lot of different things. The Brit is a sign of the Brit. The Brit Kodesh on the man is a sign of the covenant between. It depends. I mean, lots of things are called Brit.
Any of the Brit
that we have, like fixing of the Brit, like the fixing of the Brit, the main covenant between us and Hashem, is through this area. Presumably they weren't afraid or stopped from touching women,
yeah.
Right? You're not allowed to, right? There's a lot of things you're not allowed to do, but in certain circumstances you have to. Right, if you're a doctor, if you're whatever, you're touching a woman, right? They did still, you know, you are allowed to have male doctors in the Jewish religion with female patients. It's allowed. Talk about it. If you can get a female one for a female patient, much better. But it's not a sure. So if you're doing a good job, then I think it's an issue to manhandle them. It's the Gemara talks about the embarrassment of a woman when she gets stoned. Right, because her clothing can get ripped, and who does it? There's a question whether the men should do it or not. Maybe it's going to be not sneer.
Well, Sota. Her head covering is removed, and her clothes are ripped.
They're ripped. So the clothes are ripped for a Sota to disgrace her in front of the Beit Din. But the truth is, right, the Beit Din also in conversions have to be there when a woman converts. And she's not wearing a lot at that point either. So,
well, she's in the mikveh and she's covered. There's a sheet between her and the.
Well, they have to see that she dumps. So, Tom, I don't know exactly how it works, but there are these issues that come up. Okay, so back to our sugya, Yofi. So we finished that. That was the end of that piece, right? How do I know? What do we try? Let's just recap. What do we try to find out in that bit? We want to know what the source was. What is the source that tells me that we don't make an Yudidat Nidachat apart from a court of 71, apart from the Great Sanhedrin? They're the only ones that can designate, like the Mishnah says, but how do you know that's true? Yaakov wants to come along and make them himself. And I have to tell him you're not. But he says to me, what's your source? Why can't I do it? Answer from here. From the fact that the man and the woman are taken out to the gate, means that only the man and the woman are taken out to the gate. The whole town is not taken out to the gate. The whole town can only be judged by the Sanhedrin of 71. Okay. Next. Ein osim yinudachat besar. We don't make a subverted city.
Sorry, but the last part is like, I don't understand what you learned from this. The only thing we learned is if a man or a woman, you take out.
No.
So I learned
a man and a woman you take out to the gate, which is 23, the small Sanhedrin. Right? So the man and the woman you take to the small Sanhedrin.
Yeah.
Therefore, by omission, by implication, I learn out that the whole town doesn't go the same route, doesn't also go to the gate. And therefore goes, yeah, but you can't be not at all. Has to be a kal v'chomer. Has to be a, because we know that the Torah says you have to punish them. If the Torah says you don't punish them, so maybe you can say no, only individuals we deal with, and people who do it on a mass scale, so we ignore it. If you find an individual personally, so fine, deal with them personally. But there's no such thing as dealing with them. But because the Torah comes and tells you there's such a thing as a neir didachat, where you have to destroy the city and kill all the people. But how? Do I follow the same procedure for the individual? Which is my starting assumption would be, what do I know? I know that an individual who commits idolatry has a process. So my starting assumption is, so it doesn't matter if it's one or many, same rules apply. Along comes the learning and says, no, don't go that route. Don't say that same rules apply to the single as to the many. Why not? Because the Torah emphasizes for a man and a woman you take there. I tell me in a while when a woman take that, I must learn out from there when I've got a Rosh Hashanah so I can learn it out. Right? And learn out that the man and the woman you take to there, but the whole city now. Only the man and the woman you take there. It's an emphasis. Top. Ein ostin in dachat masfar, we don't make an in dachat on the border town. We don't make it on a border town. Why not? My tama, what's the reason? So here, Tov, it's an interesting question why we switch to my tama, what's the reason, and not Mahani Mile. Where do we learn this from? Something to think about. My tama, what's the reason? Bekir b'cha amar Rahmana. Hashem said in the Torah, Bekir b'cha, in your midst. V'lom in asfar, but not on the border. Because the pasuk says, in regard to making an inidachat, let's have a look. Yatsu anashim b'nei Beliel mikir becha. Right? It says mikir becha, that these wicked people will come out from your midst. Right? Because it says from your midst, I'm learning from here that you don't make it on the border. This is really why I think the question I started with is answered like this. Why over here does it not say Mahani Mile? Where do we know this from? It's not really a Torah source. There's no Torah commandment. It's rather a remez. Like a remez in the Torah, Bekir Becha, in your midst. Why? Because the real reason, well not the real reason, the practical reason is, we're going to see later on, the Gemara is going to say, the practical reason is, we don't want to put them on the border. Because if you have a border town that you have to destroy, then it's going to be easy for the neighbors to walk in. Practically speaking, it doesn't work very well for national security to destroy your border towns. You need your border towns. They're your protection.
Only the city you cannot destroy by the town?
No, the people, because if it's a near the Dacha, you have to destroy the city, not only the people.
Yeah, but then it's only the city you cannot destroy.
I've got another 2 minutes. Don't dance.
I could understand it in another way. That people who are Bekir Becha, closer to Yerushalayim,
yeah,
and out of the borders, you can't destroy because they're closer to holiness. But the people who live on the borders near, right, near idol worshipping and all these.
So they're not, they can't be to blame as much.
They combine them both because you do need them there. They're serving a purpose there. But then they're living a dangerous life. They're under attack all the time, or they're under attack from idolatry all the time.
It's harder for them to get to Jerusalem, so they don't have the access to the Kodesh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Usually you have to destroy all the people in the town.
You kill all the people who were involved and you destroy the whole town whether or not they were involved or not.
But then you destroy only the people, not the city?
Who?
On the border?
No, no. The border, we don't make an Eunid Dachat at all. If you come to me, you come to Sanhedrin and you with a report that Kiryat Shmona has gone all to idolatry, Chas V'Shalom. They say, what can you do? You're right, but what can we do? It's a border town. But if you tell me that one of the other towns, it's fine, let's go and... Why? It's just a rule. It's a rule. So the Gemara says, my tama, what's the reason? So it gives you the reason. So it gives you two reasons. It gives you the reason in the Torah, which is Mebikir Becha. The pasuk says that the evil people are Bekir Becha, they're in your midst, inside, they're in the middle. So I'm learning out there, only the people in the middle, not the people on the edge. Later on, we're going to see, I think it brings in the commentaries, that the commentary discussed, the Mefarshim say, one of the reasons why is because we don't want to destroy the border towns, because that's not very good for defense. Also going to see later now, in a minute, why two and not three is also a similar type of sfara. Because it shouldn't make any difference either, why two and not three. We're going to see there's a reason why two and not three. If you've got three towns that were all evil. So well, what was three? Well, you know, only two. So it's just not logical.
In the poor, they have to be strong.
Yeah.
Not in the weakness. So the weak poor,
it's nice, but if they're idol worshippers, they're idol worshippers. What do you want? You can't. That's what we're learning. That's what we're learning. We don't go and destroy them. We don't go and destroy them.
I'm sure later on they will say they do kill them.
So we say what?
They, you actually do kill them.
Who?
On the border town.
Individuals you can kill. So you could go and you can do a mass individual, did you worship idol campaign? Yes, go to the local court. Did you? Yes, go to the local court. You could do that. And each individual one. But you can't destroy the city as an Ir Nidahat. You can't designate it an Ir Nidahat, come in and flatten it.
Yeah, so they will burn down everything. I'm sure they'll kill everyone in it.
But not to the Sanhedrin, not to the Sanhedrin, according to the law of an individual who worships idols. Yeah. Uh-huh. Tov, Ad Kan. Tomorrow, Bli Neder, I won't be here. If anyone has any suggestions, or do you want to teach something? Is that short notice? Tamim? Tamei Mikra. Rav Abraham teaches an Amin Tamei Mikra class. So, anyone who's here.